This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 28, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. That Nigerian national arrested after apparently trying to set off an explosive aboard Northwest Flight 253 from Amsterdam to Detroit on Christmas Day is reported to have made the attempt using a substance called PETN. That's the same stuff Richard Reid was convicted of using in his infamous 2001 shoe bomber attack. NBC reports this new bombing suspect, 23-year-old Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab of Nigeria, was on the U.S. terrorism watch list. He was let on the plane without even being pulled aside for secondary screening before boarding. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano praised the action of passengers on the flight, then announced that DHS, quote, immediately put additional screening measures into place for all domestic and international flights to ensure the continued safety of the traveling public, unquote. But as we've come to expect in modern security theater, those extra measures involved hassling and delaying thousands of innocent law-abiding passengers, some of whom missed their connections and holidays with families as a result. It may be fair to ask how that's an appropriate response to screeners who screwed up and let a known terrorist board a plane. OAG, an aviation data business that reports monthly trends in the supply of airline flights and seats, says December worldwide airline capacity was up 4% over December of last year. The A-10 Thunderbolt II, a.k.a. Warthog, has been given a new lease on life. The U.S. Air Force says steel straps and stronger fittings retrofitted to the wings will give the A-10 an additional 8,000 flying hours and extend the life of the aircraft for another 20 years. The Colorado Springs Police Department last week stood down its helicopter unit. The two copters, both about 40 years old, were donated by the Army in 1996, but the city can't afford to maintain them anymore. Morgan Freeman finally has his SJ-30. The long-delayed personal jet is now a project of Emivest in the United Arab Emirates. It was delivered to the actor in Dubai. And apparently the holidays bring out some infrequent flyers who are just discovering all the new airline fees. Rosario Gonzalez of New York planned to visit her family in Virginia and take along her 4-pound kitten, Tiramisu. Round trip on U.S. Airways for Rosario was $177. Round trip fee to bring her kitten, $200, more than the ticket. Rosario finds this especially hard to figure out when kids under 2 can fly free on their parents' laps. Find more detail on these stories in text form at aero-news.net. Our long-form Aero News special feature and the Aero Briefing are on a holiday hiatus this week. They'll return on Monday the 4th. In the meantime, our 24/7 coverage in text form continues at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.